Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, Addicted to Health. My name is Emily E., and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness, nutrition, and business, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to reach your breakthrough in life. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Fit Food Junkies podcast. I am so excited to interview today the CEO and founder of 9Round Kickboxing Fitness. I used to go to 9Round all the time when I lived in LA, and I also found 9Round in Austin and was so excited once I moved here. 9Round is 9 rounds in 30 minutes of kickboxing. It's such an effective and amazing workout. They are a franchise. They're all around the world. And if you have not tried 9Round yet, I highly suggest it. It's only 30 minutes, but you will sweat. You will get things out mentally and physically and feel at your best self. But today I interview Shannon the Cannon Hudson, founder and CEO of 9Round. He is a former IKF light middleweight kickboxing champion of the world. After over 70 bouts in the ring, competing in Canada and Europe, Shannon could not find a place where the average person could be exposed to the top secret training of some of the best fighters in the world. That is where his vision for 9Round began. He knew that if he could take the grueling workouts he did in the ring and create a non-intimidating, convenient circuit workout, then the average person could enjoy the benefits of boxing and kickboxing. Shannon and his wife have grown this brand immensely, and now it has grown to over 700 locations in 41 states and 17 countries. I'm so excited today to talk about so many amazing points, especially how to start your own business from scratch, learning more about franchises as well, learning about boxing, that mental power behind it, but really the underlying foundations of being a CEO of business, entrepreneurship, starting something new and being able to grow it to another level. I am so excited to welcome Shannon the Cannon. Shannon, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. And I hear they call you Shannon the Cannon.
Yes. The only thing that would rhyme with Shannon. So that's my fighter name, right?
Incredible. You're the founder and CEO of 9Round Kickboxing Fitness, and full circle because I used to go to 9Round all the time when I was in LA, and I'm going to start going again. One of my friends teaches there, and it's such an effective, fun workout. And tell us a little bit about the workout and what 9Round is.
Yeah, I'm happy to. It's a 30-minute kickboxing circuit training workout. And like you just said, effective, that it's the most effective because you're working muscles in such different ways, and you're working upper body, lower body, multi-directional strength training. When I say strength training, most people think the weight room, but when you're hitting a heavy bag, that heavy bag is 100 pounds, and that is strength training. So the strength training, the cardio aspect to it, you get it all in just 30 minutes. So 9Round's a 9-round workout. That's how we got the name. You do 9 3-minute rounds. There's a 30-second active break in between just to keep you moving. And the beauty of it is there's no class time. It's a circuit. So you don't have to be there right at 5 o'clock or right at 6 o'clock. And we can, the instructor will start you on one of the rounds. You might start on round 8 and go 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But you might start on round 1. And you could just get in and out in 30 minutes and do something fun and empowering. So that's what it is.
I loved how I think people sometimes think they have to be in the gym for hours to feel like it was an effective workout and to get results. But what I fully felt through 9Round is mentally, I was getting any anger out, any energy I needed to get out in the ring, right? But also the physical benefits in just that quick 30-minute workout, I felt like I worked harder in that shorter amount of time as well.
It's funny you say that. Most people, they hear 30 minutes and think, well, that's not really that long. Can I get a really good workout? If you're moving the whole time in 30 minutes and you have some intensity behind your movements, behind your punches and kicks, and you're mentally engaged, it's plenty of a workout. Trust me, right? Try it. I mean, you know, it is. So you don't need more time. You just need more focused intensity. It's pretty much true in anything in life,
right?
Whether you're whether you're studying for homework or a test, I tell my 14-year-old son, you don't need to study for 5 hours. You just need to be very focused and intent, have intent with what you're studying and really concentrate for a short period of time. So same thing with working out. I mean, so that's why I needed it. That's why I created it, because when I was a fighter, a professional fighter, I didn't have a lot of time as I was trying to start a business too with 9 Round. And I needed these short, intense workouts. And that's how it came to be.
And isn't it also true that you don't have to book a time, right? You can kind of just show up.
Correct. That is the number one, when we do customer service surveys about the brand and what members like, that's the number one, the convenience of it, not having to be late for worry about being late for a class, or if I get stuck in traffic, or, you know, if I can't make it at this certain time, they don't have to worry about that. They just have to come in one of the large blocks of time that we're open, and we're going to put you through the workout.
I think that is incredible, especially for the busy person and someone like me who is all over the place and running around town. And I love that we were just able to come in at any point of the day. And it really is, you know, it's like, what's the one thing you need to focus on for in exercise in general? It's like, it's about you. That's your time. And the fact that you really make it about the person and when it works for them and it's the most effective workout. I was just really inspired by your entire idea.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't really invent circuit training. I didn't invent kickboxing by any means. And I didn't invent the no class time. I mean, one of the businesses that inspired me was Curves. I don't know if you remember the lady only 30-minute circuit back in the 90s that was super popular. That I really liked that model. And I said to my wife, Heather, I said, what if we create a 30-minute session, but with what I know, which is kickboxing. And she's a founder with me. I say founder and CEO, but she's a co-founder with me. So, and we did it and here we are. And it worked out okay.
I definitely did. I can say that. And you were a former IKF light middleweight kickboxing champion. Casually, and kickboxing champion of the world. Did you grow up kickboxing? How did you get to that chapter of your life?
I did. It's a great story. My older brother is almost 9 years older than me, started martial arts when I was born in 1979. So I grew up around, and he's won 2 world titles. He really excelled in it as well. And I just grew up with that. I remember going and watching him do karate class. And then I started karate when I was 7, almost 8 years old. And I've been doing it ever since. Martial arts is just deep rooted in my life. That's all I've ever, you know, really done. And I just loved it. My brother and I ended up owning karate schools. We had 3 of them together before my wife and I started 9 Round. And in 2008, I said, I want to try this new thing. And, I didn't do the karate business anymore. I went to this fitness industry with taking kickboxing, taking that niche and trying to make it great. And, you know, it worked out okay. But kickboxing is, yeah, I love competing. I won the world title in Canada in 2011. I had a great time. I fought on Chuck Norris's Fight League.
No way.
Yeah, I got to meet some really neat people. I fought in Europe a couple of times. So I had a great career. I mean, you can see my nose is crooked. If you look closely, it's not very straight, but that's because I blocked with my face, right? I didn't block that one very well. But so 9 Round's not about getting hit. It's about getting fit. Get fit, never
there
hit.
There we go. Well, you said that you couldn't find a place for the average person to learn these top secrets for feeling like you're the best fighter in the world. Yeah. So while you were training and fighting, you just felt like there was not some kind of an environment for just a normal average person to do what you're doing.
You know, you're right. Professional fighters are such good athletes, and some of the drills they do and some of the bags they hit and the techniques they learn, it's just the normal person doesn't see that a lot, like how to hit a speed bag. I mean, not many people know how to hit a speed bag. You don't get the opportunity to, because there's not a lot of them just sitting around like a treadmill. There's treadmills. Every gym has treadmills, right? But not every gym has speed bags or, you know, double end bags or great jump ropes to use. So let's take this real training and give it to the average person and let them feel, it's all about making them feel, give them a great workout, make them feel like a champion, make them feel like they're really getting the most authentic training possible. That's why we have no machines in there. No machines. It's completely authentic boxing and kickboxing training. And that's what we try to stay true to till today. No matter how many locations they have, we try to stay true to that core.
That's amazing that you instill that value and you've tried to bring it upon all your locations and in every single person. And I think it's, you know, that mental aspect too, that I know I get when I box, and I really need to get back into it, because when you box, it's very rare to find that same feeling in another outlet, in another form of exercise. There, if you are going through something tough in your life or a bad day, there is nothing like boxing. It will fix you. It will transform you. And it's just such an effective workout, but also for your mind.
Mental stress. I mean, mental health is so important, right? And 60 to 65% of our clients around the world are female. So that tells you, right, that they need that outlet. And my wife will tell you, the word that comes to mind is empowering. Empowering. Ladies feel empowered that they can punch and kick and feel and hit hard and feel strong. And, you know, so that's what it's all about, right? Empowering people to be stronger. And our mission statement, stronger in 30 minutes. And it's not about becoming stronger in your muscles in 30 minutes. It's about leaving that workout feeling accomplished.
It is just a transformative form of moving your body and mind. How many locations do you have right now?
610.
Wow. And
we're in 20 countries. So the thing about movement is it translates everywhere. It's the universal language. So when we have 10 locations in Japan, and I can't speak a lick of Japanese. I mean, maybe one karate word or so, but when I demo, they get it. You know, it's the movement space, and it works. You know, our brand translates really well throughout the world. So we're very excited about that.
It's incredible how much you've expanded your company from one idea, from one passion. What is step one? How did you get started?
How do you start? You have to have a vision of what you want, right? And that's one thing I'm very good at. I'm a very visionary person. Whereas, you know, my wife is very analytical and can really create processes really well. I'm a very visionary guy. So you have to start with the end in mind. What would you like it to look like? You know, if you had one location, 10 locations, 20 locations, 100, and just kind of work backwards and go and actually create it physically. It starts, you create things twice. You create it in your mind first once, and then you got to physically really create it in real life. And then you go and create, and you learn from that, what works, what doesn't, and you tweak and you learn and tweak, and you just keep the process, and that process of tweaking and learning and tweaking is still going on today as we are we're 14 years old in July, our brand. So it's hard. It's not for everyone. It's extremely difficult. You get punched and knocked down every single day.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of starting, so did you have to go through an investment round, or were you able to just start it from the ground up and just hustle?
Yeah. I believe to today's world is so raising capital is a weak, sometimes I'm going to make some people mad here. Sometimes can be a weak way out, when I think people need to learn how to sell something and be disciplined with money and go sell again. That's how we built it. That's how my wife and I did it. We sold a membership today, sold a membership tomorrow, sell a franchise this week, sell one this month. We just, you know, too many people go raise capital too early when they need to dig in and try, can they get the money themselves by just work, hustling and working and making it happen and learning? There's a lot of money out there today. I mean, it's printed every single day. The interest rates are lower than ever. It's probably relatively easy. It's harder probably to go and bootstrap but you learn so much more and become so much more. So we're financially very solvent, zero debt on the company, never had debt on the company. And, you know, that's the way I like it. I lay my head down at night. We don't owe anyone. My accounting department, we pay the bill. I mean, as soon as it hits, we don't do this 30-day wait net garbage. When we owe it, we pay it. And
wow,
that has served me extremely well in the bad times of like pandemic,
right,
or a recession. It has served me extremely well because I don't owe anyone anything. So I'm not buried in debt payments, right? And the cash is built up because I'm very disciplined with it. My wife and I can stretch a penny. We can stretch a dollar, let me tell you. Because we started the brand with no money. No money. Maxed out the credit cards. Yep, we went in debt there, but we but we pay that off. Sold pay. And that's how we build. And I think that's the best way to do it. Now there's places you do need to raise capital. Totally get it. I'm not against it. I'm not saying it's bad. I just, startups, if you're listening and you want to start a business, don't be so quick to go and raise all this rounds of money and then have these people you have to report to and these debt payments that'll bury you. Stay as solvent and as liquid as you can and go hustle.
How long did it take for you to become profitable?
Great question. The franchise company?
Well, I would say twofold. So the company and then also you, because I know many times as an entrepreneur, you have to pay your employees. You have to pay every part of your business before you as the founder can actually start becoming profitable.
Yeah, our physical first 9-round studio was profitable after three or four months. It took off extremely fast.
Wow.
In fact, when we open new locations, we try to do pre-sales and we try to get 100 pre-sold members before we open the doors. And that puts them really close to the break-even number usually. And it's not hard to be, doesn't take long to be profitable. But the franchise company, after we got about 100 locations, we were doing well. You know, we were profitable. We were doing very well. But before that, I mean, again, we just hustled and paid. We didn't make a lot of money, but we didn't lose. And we always just, you know, stayed right above that, not lose and go under number, right? And then just keep hustling. And it was some stressful times. I mean, it's been some tight times and stressful times, but that's the roller coaster. That's part of it. It's not going to kill you, right? So it just, that's how we did it.
Obviously, you had the knowledge and education and connections with your background. Did you feel like, you know, in terms of the business side and the finance side, did you have to hire a whole team or did you start just kind of on your own with your wife and go from there?
Yeah, we started with ourselves. Now, I had the kickboxing knowledge, of course.
Of course.
I had some business knowledge from the 3 karate schools that my brother and I, you know, ran. So I learned a lot about membership, how to sell memberships, how to get people excited, what to say in the process of selling and what not to say. But I didn't understand franchising, total different world, right? Wonderful model to scale a business using other people, using their capital actually and using their talent in their world, in their market in LA. If you were going to open, see, I don't know LA, like, you know it. But if you're going to open, so you'd be a great franchisee because you know that market very well and you love fitness. So you would be an ideal franchisee, right? So, but I had to learn this franchising piece, and that has come with just, you know, a lot of hard work being part of organizations in the franchise industry, one called the IFA, the International Franchise Association, talking with other franchisors, that's what the franchisors, what they call it, talking to other franchisors, you know, seminars, books, podcasts. You know, you just have to be a constant learner. And that's one thing I do well is I'm constantly reading and studying and watching and learning. And that's what you have to be if you want to be effective.
To add on franchises, that can be a slippery slope because now you're not the owner of all of your locations. So can you explain the concept of franchising parts of your locations and your business and how it has been effective to you?
Yes, great question. Franchising is a distribution model. It's the way to distribute a product or service and use other people to do it, right? So it's an amazing model. And the simplest form is you're taking a very small slice of many, many pies. So we get a royalty payment every month from every location. That's a very thin slice of a lot of pies out there, right? We don't take a lot, just a little bit, right? So But in return for that, they get to use our systems. They get to use our trademarks. They get to use our processes. We have all the vendors vetted out, every piece of equipment needed in the location vetted out, the music vendor vetted out, the insurance vetted out. They just get to plug and play. That's what a good franchisor does. The downfall of that, rather than me owning them all, is you lose a little bit of control. You know, not everybody is as good with money as I am. Or not everybody is passionate about it as I am. Or maybe people don't go out and market as much as they should. Or maybe they don't train their team as well as they should. But it's an amazing distribution model. And it gives people the opportunity to own their own business. And that's another very powerful thing when they own it. It's theirs, right?
Yeah, it's like you're also helping to grow the economy and help small businesses and help other entrepreneurs and individuals that maybe can't start it on their own, but you're really giving them that opportunity.
We like to say we're doing two of the most noble things. We're helping people with their health and fitness, and we're providing business ownership and jobs.
I've thought about the idea behind franchises and how it works. And, you know, sometimes it was a little bit confusing why people would want to give up parts of their business or locations, but it seems like it really is the way to globally scale and grow your business.
Some people don't want to invent everything. Like right. we had to create every piece of the business and operationally how to do it and where to get this. And that's just extremely exhausting. And some people aren't up for that. So if not, plug into it, plug into something that's already great.
Yeah.
And it's yours and go and run it. Right. And you have all these systems. You just have to go work them. So franchising is an amazing, amazing model. It's incredible. I'm fascinated by it. And I really am a big fan of it.
What has been your biggest challenge throughout this journey at Nine Round?
The challenge is not to let the business outgrow you. Meaning, if I don't continue to learn and professionally develop, then I'm going to be over my skis, as they say, right? Meaning there's a difference between a founder and a CEO, two different things. You know, I'm a founder, and there's a lot of founders that are not good CEOs. But I've decided a long time ago, I want to be a good CEO. So I had to learn this leadership skill, this visionary leadership, direct people, get them excited, rally, learn that skill. I decided to learn that. So that has been the hardest thing for me, right? Because I enjoy creating. I'm a little bit of a mad scientist when it comes to a business. I can get in there and I want to try a lot of different things. And it's easy to go squirrel and go over here. And
right.
And but I have, you know, 52 people here in my office. I can't go squirrel every day and frustrate the heck out of them. I have to just give clear direction. We have to do one thing at a time. We have to have, you know, timelines and goals and deadlines and meetings. And that is what I've had to learn. And it's not been easy. It's been challenging, but you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy becoming a CEO. And I think I could take, you know, the skills I've learned with this, I could apply if I did another brand one day, or if I create something else or do something else. I've got the skill set now to do it. So that's what's been very hard.
And during COVID, how were you guys able to stay afloat? Because your workouts they're in person. What did you do?
It was very hard. COVID was extremely disruptive, and we had to immediately create an at-home workout service. I'll give it to our franchisees so they could sell something. They had to have something to sell because they couldn't sell in studio workouts right now. So we created this beautiful app called Nine Round Now, and we have over 150 workouts on there, and we're putting more every week on there. And we're hooked up to the iOS, the Android, the Roku, the Amazon Fire Stick. We're on all of those platforms. So number one thing is we did that to give franchisees something to sell. Number two is we cut royalties in half for franchisees. And you're like, how are you able to do that? Well, remember earlier, I told you how good we are with money and discipline. Then we save our money and we keep cash in the bank. The reason we're able to do that is because we could live off what we've been saving the company. So we cut people's royalties down because we knew their income was lower. We also helped them source personal protective equipment, you know, mask, branded mask, and the gloves and hand sanitizer and all those things needed to make people feel safe. We made sure operationally in the store, we had the right signs in the right places. We kept social distance between our stations, which, by the way, our stations are minimum 7 feet apart already. So the social distancing 6 feet was pretty easy for us to do. Mm-hmm. We created an online booking to book your session. Even though we have no work, no class time with COVID, we wanted to book them to limit capacity.
Makes sense.
So that was, you know, IT work had to happen, and it was challenging. So all those things happened, and thank goodness we're on the other side of it now. We're on the upswing or whatever you want to call it. But thank goodness. But it was very hard, very challenging. I'm proud of the team for rallying together. And here we are, 600 plus strong.
It's really incredible, all of the adversities you've overcome and everything you've started and how you've really done this on your own. What would be your top three lessons or pieces of advice to give to the future entrepreneur?
Well, number one, continue working on yourself. Number one, you can't give if you don't have, right? If you don't love yourself, you can't love people or you can't love anyone else, right? So love yourself first. Continue working on yourself, read the books, go to classes. Number two, exercise. It doesn't have to be kickboxing, but you got to get your body moving and change your state and get endorphins released in your body. You're just going to feel different. And I'm telling you, when you feel good and energized, you perform better. So number one, learn. Number two, work out and exercise. And number three, you got to set goals and you got to write them down, because something about writing it down makes it real. Something magical happens and boom, it's there. It's a conviction. I've got to accomplish the goal now, right? So those three things are game changers. And you can do more than you think you can.
Are these individual goals and business goals?
Yes, you can divide them. There's many categories, right? You could do health and fitness goals, business goals, financial goals, family goals, spiritual goals, whatever they are.
How detailed do you write down your goals? I'm a very visual person, and I also believe in writing things down.
As detailed as you can possibly get it. If you want to buy a new house, describe the house perfect. Describe the paint colors and the furniture and the smell when you walk in and kiss your spouse. Describe it as detailed as you can visually picture it in your brain. That's how you do it. That's how I won my world title. I visualize my world title win all the time. I visualize putting the belt around my waist, holding how much it weighed. I could feel the weight. I didn't even have the belt, but I acted like a champion before I was a champion, right? So act like a CEO now, act like a boss now, and you will become that.
That is really impactful and powerful. And yeah, I think when people sometimes they wish, they hope, and maybe they can't exactly put in the action yet, but by having that vision and that thought written down, it's almost like your body starts to do those actions that will allow you to soon get to that goal.
You nailed it, 100%.
I also love the first piece of advice that you said is to work on yourself. I think that's really important because I used to not realize that. And after class, I realized like I need to do something now that's going to re-energize myself and bring me back into this point of balance and point of me to learn how to do the things that I can love myself back and bring back my energy, because if not, I can't keep going. And I think that's really crucial for people to understand.
Now that's when burnout happens, right?
How do you prevent burnout?
You have to be progressing in something. That's why if you personally, I read every day. I'll read if it's just a couple pages, whether it's simple micro things, micro goaling, whatever you want to call it, whether it's getting up 5 minutes earlier. Yeah. Right? Whether it's drinking an extra glass of water, whether it's make your bed before you leave the house in the morning when you normally don't, that starts the day, boom, with a big win.
Yeah, making your bed is something that's so simple. I used to not understand why people did it. And now I'm like, you feel accomplished. You feel like your room is clean and put together, your environment, your space, your head. And it's weird how the little things that you'll add into your life make a game changer for your headspace.
Totally. 100% agree with you.
And what's your favorite book?
Oh, wow. There's so many. First off, well, the book I wrote a book, 0 to 100, is a really cool book about how to get from 0 to 100, right?
On my next reading list. Okay.
easy read, written on a fifth grade level. You can do it. But I love biographies. I read a lot of, I just finished a biography of Kent Taylor, the guy who started Texas Roadhouse. And so I read all the biographies of greats, and I love reading those nonfiction books. So I just finished that. I started a book about Michael Dell recently about his story, Dell Computers. Those books just keep my head in the right place. I mean, they do. So I read a lot.
I love that. I've been reading a lot of books about mindset and learning, and I think that's great and all, but sometimes it gets a little bit boring, not going to lie, when it's just like, I just read Atomic Habits, which I'm not saying is not a great book. And I didn't, very great mindset habitual routines and so many parts to learn to implement into my day, but it wasn't the kind of book that I felt like I could put it down if I wanted to. So I do want to start getting into more of those autobiographies and just books like you mentioned. I have to read your book to have that kind of feeling where I can't put it down.
Yeah, it's gotta, and you know, it's gotta interest you, right? So if it doesn't, don't waste your time with it. You know, right. Find something that excites you and
right.
I don't like it, I just get rid of it, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. I want to ask you my last and final question. At Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. So what are you addicted to?
Healthy things,
right? It could be anything.
You know what? Lately, I've been addicted to LaCroix drinks. You know those LaCroix?
Yes.
Those flavored waters?
Yes.
Gosh, I was drinking like 2 or 3 of those a day. I was like, I got to calm down. On these things. But there could be worse addictions, right?
Right. So, is there something else that you're addicted to in your mind or body or something else in life?
You know, I work out every week. I have to. I do 9 around 2 to 3 times a week. My son's 14 and he does it with me every time. Every time I go, he goes and he loves it. So, and my wife does it as well. I lift weights at the house. We have a small little weight gym at the house and I lift weights a little bit. So those are my... I'm pretty boring, I guess, guy.
No, I mean, you have a boring national or world champion over here. Shannon, thank you so much. It is just, it's such a treat to have you share your experience with us and learn about entrepreneurship and business and so many incredible pieces of sage advice. So I really appreciate your time. And I am going to go box it out and go to 9 round this week.
Do it. Do it, Emily. You got to have a fighter name. What's your fighter name? Emily?
Well, I have Fit Food Junkies, so maybe I can do like a junkie kind of name.
I love it. I love it. We'll think on it.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Yeah, think on a good one, okay?
Sounds great, Shannon. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great one.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you learned so much from Shannon today about business, entrepreneurship, starting something new, following your passion, taking risks, and building a business at a larger scale. Check out 9 Round nearest to you and also check them out on Instagram at 9 Round Official. I'd like to make a quick shout out to LSKD, an Australian owned and operated brand that prides itself in producing high quality functional sportswear with a street aesthetic. They just sent me stuff. I am not just saying this. This is, if not, one of my new favorite brands. It is so flattering, but so comfortable. You can tell the fabric is made with its highest quality, and I can't wait to order more. Make sure to check them out at us.lskd.co online and also use my code FitFoodJunkies10 to get 10% off your next order. That's FitFoodJunkies10, and I'm so excited for you to try this new and amazing brand. I am so excited that you are joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.